Just meltdown after meltdown.
That's what it is right now.
216-474-0092. Do you want the Browns to win? You got to want the Browns to win, right? It's that simple right now. You got to want the Browns to win.
You know, I haven't seen...
You can't tell me, unless you're a Steelers fan and you're listening to this, boy, you got to be loving listening to this.
I have not seen a lot of that today. Anybody particularly, you know, specifically rooting for them to lose. Like this, I haven't heard anything about tanking today or anything like that. I've heard more about sending the ownership a message. That is what I've seen today more of from the fans. There haven't been a lot of people actually talking about the result or the outcome of this game.
LJ says, I need to use my mic power and demand AB's resignation on behalf of all of us. Anthony won't do it because he won't risk luxury box seats or VIP parking.
I mean, he's got a point.
I said, if I had real mic power, I wouldn't have made deals like that in the first place. Also, I'm being said, we apparently, real Xavier P. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. 922 and 47 seconds.
The fifth time we've
for those scoring at home. Well, they're getting their money's worth today, aren't they?
Oh, miss it every other day.
This team could be poorly organized by any means. Don't say poorly coached. Guys, we say they're poorly coached every day. We shout it, by the way. We shout it. Because I tell you what, if you fire your offensive coordinator and your offense, you didn't fire your offensive line coach. You fire your running back coach, you fire your offensive coordinator, and you bring in people that aren't doing any better, what are they? They are poorly coached. They're not well coached. They're 2-8.
When are you going to have the guts to say it, though?
They're poorly coached. They're 2-8. The same players that you had last year that you went to the playoffs with, you're 2-8 with them now. So something had to change. Is it loud enough? Awesome. I want to make sure everybody knows.
But at some point, you actually have
they're
to say
they're not coaching
it.
Them well.
You actually have to say it
say
out
it
loud.
Into the mic
one more
time.
They're poorly coached. They're 2-8 with the same players you had last year.
You can just say it. That's all. That's all they're asking.
They're poorly coached. They ain't doing so hot. Same players last year. Repeat. Do you want them to win today? 216-474-0092. You got to want them to win.
Yeah, I think it would be really nice.
Don't give me draft stuff. Don't give me any other stuff.
It would be really nice if Nick Chubb has a, what would you consider a breakout game. Nick Chubb shouldn't need a breakout game. But a post-injury breakout game would be awesome. If that helped lead to a Browns victory over the Steelers, that would be nice. Because what, they're riding a 5-game winning streak? When's the last time we've won 5 games in a row?
We won last year.
They went 4? It was 5 last year?
No, we won 5 in a row last year.
All right, they're going for 6. When's the last time we've won 6?
I don't remember. Why do I care about that? I want to win tonight. That's what I want to win. I want to win tonight. Don't give me draft stuff. If anything, you don't want to draft number 1 overall, because then we're going to have a great big fight about who to draft number 1 overall. That's why I would draft number 1 overall. Ain't somebody you guys are going to like hearing.
We had a 4-game winning streak last year.
It wasn't 5? Did we have a 5-game winning streak in 2020?
Ooh.
216-474-0092.
No, we had a pair of 4-game winning streaks in 2020.
Robert and Parame, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. I'm going tonight. I feel like an idiot for doing so. And if they win, great. If they lose, I don't care. It's a better draft pick, I guess. I don't know. I
didn't say
Steelers,
if you cared.
I feel like an idiot.
I didn't say that you would be upset. You should be upset if they lost. I want to know, do you want them to win tonight? I want them to win.
I want them to win, but, you know, I don't know.
Okay. You got to want them to win.
I don't know. Maybe say
it
ain't so.
Does it matter? Does it matter if they win?
Kenny?
Does it change anything?
Beat the Steelers.
Yeah.
Does
I get to beat the Steelers.
Better? Do we say, well, at least we beat the Steelers?
Do you want me to? Hey, if they win tonight, do you want me to call up tomorrow? Do you want me to call Pony tomorrow morning?
I like that.
I'm making bargains with fans on the radio now. Oh, my God.
It's gotten bad. Take care, boys.
If you do your homework, you want to be taken to Kalahari? If they win tonight, you guys want me to call Pony and chastise them?
The 86 Browns won 6 in a row.
The last time they've won 5 in a row was 94.
Yes.
It was a great year. Let's not talk about the year after. Tom in South Euclid, you're next up on the fan.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Tom. Go ahead,
hello,
friend.
Tom.
Hey, I just, you know, you probably get 1,000 calls like this a day, but I'm a season ticket holder. My family was a season ticket holder at the old Municipal Stadium. My dad and his three brothers, they all had four.
Brother, you don't have
together.
To worry about making these calls. My kids eat because of these calls. You go right on ahead and tell me about the season ticket holders in the family.
His
That's
kids,
good, brother.
His
We're good.
Kids make sure everybody in Streetsboro eats thanks to these calls.
Yeah, they run up bills on my tab at the school that my wife has to pay and still hasn't paid, apparently. It's up to like $40 now. Tom, go right on ahead.
Oh, man, I think I sent out a bad tweet about your wife and the school kids or something.
Go right on ahead, that, too. That's good, too. Yeah, I know. My wife, she didn't have sex with Snoop Dogg.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
It's okay.
A joke.
Take your all right. It's all right at this point. I mean, am I supposed to have any self-respect? Am I supposed to have any of that? No.
So, anyway, my dad and his three brothers had a season tickets at the old stadium. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, as they got older and the weather got colder, so every now and then our cousins, me and my cousins, would catch a ticket. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm not going this game. You know, you and your cousin go. And so when they, you know, obviously when Modell moved the team and they were opening up the new stadium, if you were an existing account holder with the old stadium, you could get first dibs on the new stadium. So me and my cousins hopped in on my basically my dad and his uncle's name, and we got season tickets. And I got to tell you, it's getting really tough to write that check to the Haslams every year. You know, obviously the family's gone through some changes. You know, my uncle's there's only one left with us, and this is my Cleveland story is this. Three out of those four, my dad and two of his brothers, they were all workers at the Cleveland Press, right? The old Cleveland Press. And then when they closed, they went to the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and they all worked there together for years. And they were all Browns fans, and that's why that's why I'm a Browns fan. That's why my brothers and cousins are Browns fans. And I don't understand the way this team is going. I don't get the Haslams.
Everybody,
I just don't get the Haslams.
Everybody has a breaking point here. Well, I do think they do want to win. I think that they've made a mistake in trying to win. But
I think that you could fire all the coaches you want. You could trade all the players you want. It's never going to change until the ownership changes. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
See, I still argue that because, like, Tom Benson was known to be not a great owner in New Orleans, and when he won a Super Bowl, Gerard says this. I mean, when he saw New Orleans win a Super Bowl, I mean, Gerard played for that franchise. And it's like, they'll never win. They'll never win with those owners. And then, well, anybody can win. Anybody can get a hot hand. Yeah. I'm serious. Gerard said that. He goes, anybody can win a championship in any sport. If they can get a hot hand and do it, anybody can. It takes one right decision.
As a season ticket holder, I'm going tonight for reasons beyond understanding. I'm going tonight, and
well, I hope you see a win.
Can you fire up the music for me one time? That might
do him a favor.
Come on, yeah, make Tom feel good.
Let's go.
Make Tom feel good.
Get a little more excited about the game tonight. Then.
Yeah, come on, whoop it up.
Rob 24-10, Nick Chubb 2 touchdowns.
Oh, wow, that'd be great. Thank you very
Chubb
much,
gets
Tom.
Gets 2 against the Steelers. There will be joy. There will be some excitement.
3-8 is a hell of a lot better than 2-9.
And Chubb looking a little more
like Chubb. Looking
Nick Chubb.
Bit more like Nick Chubb. I don't know if Ken Dorsey's going to allow him, but I certainly hope so. He's just allergic.
Is he going to be on a pitch count? Is he going to be sitting there in the third quarter?
You know what? We're going to find out now, aren't we? But again, I'm the one who says that they don't. Let's not mention the coaching. Let's not mention that. Who's calling the plays? Who don't want to run the football? Who had the bad run defense last week? New Orleans? One of the worst of the NFL? Okay. Cassidy on the road. You're next up on the Fan.
Cassidy.
Yeah.
It's Anthony, not Cassidy.
Wow. Anthony. Well, nice
close.
Nicely produced, Anthony. Go right on ahead.
It's all right. Hey, check this out.
We've got Jennifer on the line.
Oh, whatever, fool. Go Brown. Hey, I'm diehard. Look here. Unless corporations start canceling sponsorship, a fan boycott is not going to matter because their dollars don't matter. A Brasilia fan in them stands is going to buy their beer. It don't matter. COVID, nobody was there. No owner lost money. So that calling in saying I'm canceling my ticket, it don't matter. It's a waiting list for them. It's a waiting list for season tickets. It don't matter. Go Browns, go Browns, go Browns.
Well, Anthony, thank you very much for the call. Also, I heard the same stuff. I mean, guys, I'm from here. I heard the same stuff about Lerner. It's where they're not. Nothing's going to change until Lerner sells. Nothing's going to change until Dolan sells. Nothing's going to change until Gunn sells. Well, then he got LeBron, and then somebody obviously something changed, and he could have held on to LeBron. He could have held on to the Cavs, or he could have sold him, and that's what happened. Like, we hear this all the time. Like, you got to get somebody to come in and make the right decision. You've made one. You made a few bad decisions, but you made one seriously bad decision.
All right, can I play devil's advocate on this?
It's cast a bad pall over the organization.
Just to say, though, like, there have been teams in the last 4 years that have been way worse than the Cleveland Browns, right? We have an owner who, after all the missteps, found an organizational structure and a head coach that led to two really good seasons.
Yeah.
Didn't lead to prolonged playoff success or any of that, but how many teams you can count on your hand that have had that kind of success in that time, in that time frame? So I'm hearing a lot of sending the Haslams a message. Is it really just over the Deshaun Watson move? That's what people are pointing to, because obviously Deshaun helped sabotage this year by his poor play, and they were going to stick with him. Any team in the league would have stuck with him.
I don't think. I just think they want to send a message going, you can't run this back next year. I think that's what it is.
So that's
I think there were plenty of people, because I'm the king of not wanting to do
Watson,
revisionist history.
Or does that mean the coaches and the organization?
That might mean that's up to them. That's up to them. Yeah, I think that if you took three people would give you three different answers: general manager, coaching staff, quarterback. I think the quarterback would win out. But I am also the king of not trying to do revisionist history and saying, hey, guys, if we still have Baker Mayfield, yeah, you'd be better than 2-8. But we'd be arguing, because you would have paid him $300 million, we'd be arguing about whether or not this is the guy. I guarantee you this would be still a, yeah, what have you shown me? It would be better than 2-8. It would be better than that, no doubt about it. But I don't think there'd be as much downtroddenness, but there would be a lot of consternation and a lot of infighting between the fans. At this juncture, yes, I do believe that. Now, a lot of people might be going, whew, at least we avoided what the Falcons did, or at least we avoided what the Colts did, or something like that. I think there would be people doing that, because I think in Atlanta, yeah, you got Kirk Cousins and you've taken two bad ones on the chin, but I think they're going, at least we didn't do what Cleveland did. I bet there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
But there would be consternation. You're in a league where it's a quarterback league still, no matter what we want to say, and the quarterback play is as bad as it's been in how many years? And there's only a few different quarterbacks that are actually really, really good at this, and three of them happen to play in your conference. And everybody else is wanting, and you can't get it. And so it's now, how can we get there? How can we make that decision? And so the message being sent isn't necessarily to get rid of them all right now. I think what they're trying to say is that you can't run all this back next year. That something is going to have to be different for them to believe. Whether that be a first-round QB, whether it be the head coach, whether it be the general manager, something's going to have to change.
When fans talk like that, I'm thinking they're not nuanced. Like, this guy could stay, this guy could go. They are talking about a total teardown. And it's just... The one negative to that is, you think Myles Garrett wants to sit through that?
No,
he would.
I don't.
He would probably ask to be traded.
And I think that a lot of people would call in and say, yeah, fine, go right on ahead and do so. I think that they're mad. I can't make those decisions mad. Now, I'll let it ride tomorrow if they go out there and they embarrass themselves tonight. But to make those decisions, that takes a course of time. But I won't lie to anybody. Have I already started to write down succession plans in radio terms? Yes. Yes. Who could they be going after for general manager? Who could be the next head coach? Not just one name with Mike Vrabel. Of course, he's up there at the list. What could they be doing at quarterback? Is Cam Ward the type of guy that could lead us into the next foray? I think he can. Is Shador Sanders worth the risk? These are questions that I've written down in my office and wrote them down a month ago, because you could already see how this season was going. Yeah. And if we don't need to use them, then they better have full faith and confidence, because you can bring out all the charts and all the reasoning for it, but there's way more Steves in Huntington, West Virginia than what anybody want to imagine, and they'll just go, nope, not interested. Show me the results. If you show them the results next year, they'd love to not have those opinions again, but that's where they're at right now. Yet the faith and belief of what's to come, that was in 2016 and 17. It's left back there. Not in 2024. This is supposed to be a competitive franchise.